Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival Macau, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actress Anna Schwartz. From the film All Good, which has been screened here at the festival, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey.
Would you like to maybe introduce your character, just say a few words?
Wow, okay, so her name is Janne. She's with his boyfriend. We see her just, her business is going down. They're kind of sad because it was a dream to work with the books. And then she goes to a class, like reunion with her old schoolmates. And there she meets someone. Oh, now I'm telling the story. I should introduce the character. I think she's a very modern woman. She thinks she's strong. She is quite straightforward. She has never the idea of herself of being maybe a victim or something. And then something happens to her, which is really not on her radar in a way. And we see her struggle. So we see herself in a new situation, and she,
One of the things that I liked the most about the film is that I didn't feel like we were seeing a story about a victim, and
But it's like we always heard that people think it's a story about repression. And I think it's not. The people say, okay, she is a victim, but she is not seeing herself as the victim, and that's the problem. And I think it's the other way. It's maybe a part of the story, but like we should give her her voice. Like she's just not a victim, and she knows what happens to her. So it's not repression; it's a decision. She decides to say, okay, maybe this was really bad, but this 1.5 minute bad sex won't have like control over my life now. There's more important things for me to do. On the other hand, for sure, it has an impact on her and it changes everything. But it's not repression. She knows what she's doing, but for sure, everything has its price in a way, and that's the struggle.
Yeah. So, well, can you understand what she does in your everyday life? The decisions she makes, and you know,
completely. Because we're talking about rape. So she gets raped, and I mean, it happens to one of three women, if you see the statistics. So it's something really common in a way, and everybody has an opinion. Like, if you are the victim of a rape and you tell it to someone, everybody knows something, like you have to behave like that, or people are telling, oh, you will never get over this, or oh, this has an impact forever now, or oh my God, everybody has an opinion. I can understand that she's silent because she wants to figure out for herself in a way, and she don't want these marks. Like rape is really something, it's you are marked after. The society does that. And maybe you have no chance to figure it out for yourself. So I understand her silence. And it's not because she's silenced. It's her decision. She wants to have control for herself. And so, yeah, I can understand her really really well.
I can understand her too, because, you know, when bad things happen, sometimes you just want to get over it because you got a lot to do.
Yeah, that's a really good, it's pragmatic in a way. She's a really pragmatic person. You took it into good words. Like, there's really more important stuff to do for her now. Yeah. She wants to live.
But then how come, and again, we were talking about this with Ava, because it's true. I mean, when people talk about rape, it's easier to talk about it if there's a victim involved, and if there's a certain narrative. Why do you think that? Why do people need to see rape that way, and why can't they see it in a more maybe down-to-earth way, or definitely a way in which it exists in this world of ours?
Okay, I mean, this is a huge topic, right? Like, the body of women and rape, it has a long history, and it is used for a lot of different goals in society. And in war and everywhere. Like, it has to do with suppression, in a way, to keep women down, but in very different ways. And also women, they do it to women. It has to do with society, how everything works. And maybe if we change the narrative of something like rape, and rape is really like I said, it's everywhere, and it's really common. It happens all the time. Then maybe society would change too. So it's a tool to keep things like they are. And if we would like change the narrative, then a lot of things would get into like they would move or change, and I think a lot of really powerful people, they don't want it to change.
So being a character that's in that situation in a movie that has a narrative, do you understand that better, do you feel?
I think I was thinking about it already differently before we started shooting, but of course the shooting the movie changed me as well, also because I read a lot of new stuff, or because I performed it, or because I had discussion with so many people. So it made me think about it all the time in a way, because I was so into it. So,
Tell me more about that. What did you read? Who did you talk with?
For example, I really recommend the book King Kong Theory from Despont. It's a French feminist writer. She also did the movie Baise-moi. Maybe someone knows it. That's interesting, because she talks also about the narrative stuff. And she is also talking about prostitution and rape. She got raped when she was young, and she was a prostitute after, which is really something like, okay, everybody would think in the first point, like, oh my God, oh, what did she do to herself? But she describes it the other way around. She said, it was the best time of my life.
Maybe she took charge of her own sexuality.
Right, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And so this was a book, it really impressed me. And the discussions everywhere. I mean, we're traveling with this movie, and a lot of people are really kind of offended because of the character Janne, because she's not behaving like they want her to behave. And that's so funny, because that's kind of the next rape. Like, that's what's happening. Somebody gets raped, and then the person is not behaving like the society wants it, and then they are kind of offended. So this is the point. What the fuck is going on? Like, it's her decision how to behave, right? So there you can see how it works.
That's interesting what you're saying. Obviously, we're doing an interview here. So what has been the most common question that you've been asked about your character?
Why isn't she telling it to anybody?
Really?
I think that's the big question. Or other big question is, what does the end of the movie mean?
Okay, now that's...
yes, right. I mean, okay. I can understand that. the ending of the movie.
I like
it, but it gets people into confusion.
Yeah, life goes on. Well, I mean, endings are not the most important thing about a movie, right?
Oh, but endings are important because it's the last thing you see, maybe, or you remember in a way.
Yeah. But so why do you act?
I started when I was young. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch too much TV. But at nighttime I did it when my mother was asleep or out. And I don't know, I really loved those movies, and I wanted to be part of it. When I was a child, I wasn't that happy in a way. I wanted to be somewhere else. Then I had this dream to be part of another world. And then my mother organized a theater, and I went there, and I could play, and it made me happy. And I really loved being with the group, like with all those people. It was like family, and we spent all summers together, and it's kind of like you rehearse life. You can do anything. Yeah. You can experience anything. And it has, in a way, no consequences. You can go through everything you imagine, and you experience it. Yeah, but it's at the same time, it's not your life. So you can change lives. You can change your character. You can see life through other eyes. It's a lot about communication with people. You get close. You have to be fragile. Everything I like about life, maybe. So it's a good job.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure is mine.
And I'd like to remind our listeners that the film is called All Good and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.